Why must you leave now, Numai? Who will take care of you?
You know I will never be far away from you, Mother. And I have so many friends and well-wishers to take care of me. Please, don't worry.
When you were a boy, Numai, do you remember when your father took you out of school for a time?
Yes, Mother, I do.
Do you know why, Numai? You were always such a good student. Your teachers gave you all their blessings. You heard the scriptures wrapped in wonder, enchanted. But we took you away from there because we were afraid of what might happen. Home, family, relatives. Of what use are these to saints, to Vaishnavas? What use are aging parents, wasting in sentiment? Do you think of renouncing now, my son? When you are so young? Your beautiful face is the only thing I live for in this world, Numai.
Jagannath Swami Najanapath Dami Bhavatu Me Dhuje Sabya Venum Shirati Shiki Puchhaṁ Kati Tate Dukulang netranta sahasara kataksham vidadhate Sadasri madbrindavan vasati Leela parichayo Jagannath Swami Nayan path gami Bhavatu.
Having followed in the wake of Mahaprabhu's tour, I overtook the Lord in Chitranagar. Not waiting for boats, somehow or other, people crossed the river. When the crowds discovered Mahaprabhu had gone to pay his respects in the temple, they went there in such numbers that the courtyard walls collapsed. One could not get to within even a mile of Mahaprabhu. It was not until much later that I first saw him as he walked across the paddy fields dressed in the saffron robes of a sannyasi. It was then, as I beheld his lustrous form, my body began to shake quite uncontrollably, and I cried out the names of Krishna again and again. I was seized by feelings of love that suddenly arose in my heart as I chanted Krishna's name. Those feelings remain within me still. I cannot forget them. No one that sees Mahaprabhu can fail to be overwhelmed with love of Krishna. I can think only of when I will next see the Lord.
His Majesty the King of Orissa.
I received your message, Bhattacharya.
I am sorry. Here, a letter from your emissary. It arrived late, but you will want to read the description. Mahaprabhu passed through Chitrangara a few days before his return here.
This kingdom is like an iron weight. It shackles my soul to pain and misery. Why will Mahaprabhu not grant me an audience?
You know I've asked the Lord, Maharaj. Twice now I've asked him. I cannot press him further. If again I request him on your behalf, as I have every inclination to do, he may leave Puri and go elsewhere.
Why does he stay aloof while my heart is engulfed in flames of worldliness?
He will not deny you his mercy. It is the ashram. At 30 years of age, he must set an example. He must see to the regulations, even if they do not apply to him. There are his duties, Maharaj. Mahaprabhu's duty is to display the conduct of a renunciate. He has accepted the order of sannyas and performs that duty.
I saw him from the rooftop last night. The devotees were circumambulating the temple. People came running from their houses. Women, children, the old, the cripples. Mahaprabhu raised his arms and cried out for them to chant the names of Krishna. And they roared back the names, filled the sky with the sound. The hairs on the Lord's body stood out like thorns on a Shishumala tree. Tears shot from his eyes. Mercy inundates this city, Bhattacharya. Only the great king Prataparudra seems to have escaped the flood. What I would not give just for a glance of his mercy, Bhattacharya. Just an indication.
I think I may have a solution, Maharaj.
You do?
The Rathyatra Car Festival is tomorrow, is it not?
It is.
The carts of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra will be drawn from the main temple to the Gundicha Mandir.
Yes.
Mahaprabhu will dance in front of Lord Jagannath to the Gundicha Mandir. And when the carts arrive, Mahaprabhu will enter the gardens there. And there you must be, but in disguise.
In disguise?
If you come as a Brahmana, I am sure that the Lord, who has certainly already accepted you, Maharaj, will fulfill your desires.
How should I serve him?
If you recite Lord Krishna's pastimes, that will surely satisfy him completely.
Bhattacharya!
Maharaj!
Yes?
The Bengali devotees from Navadvipa are here.
Where? Where?
They are near Lord Jagannath's temple, Maharaj.
Give orders to the attendant. Tell him we must make immediate arrangements for accommodation at every provision. Show me these Vaishnavas, Bhattacharya. Come to the roof. Quickly! Quickly! There!
Yes, see! Mahaprabhu has sent his servants with garlands to greet them all. There is Advaitacharya. He wears the first garland.
Yes.
There's Srivas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit. Lord Nityananda is embracing them.
Nityananda!
Do you see the older one behind Sri Advaita? It is Haridas Thakur, great Acharya of the holy name. There is Vasu Ghosh next to him. You shall hear him sing, Maharaj. He has a voice that could melt stone. There's Makunda and Narahari. Do you see near the Simadwara gate? There, Suklambara and Sridhar, and next to them Vijay, Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda from Kulinagram.
Where are they going?
They're going to Kashi Mishra's house.
To see Mahaprabhu? Will they not first go to Jagannath's temple?
First they'll see Mahaprabhu. To see Mahaprabhu fulfills the very purpose of pilgrimage.
Go, friend.
I will be back soon. Be ready for tomorrow.
For sure. You must bring me back the dust from their feet, Bhattacharya.
I will, Maharaj.
O Jagannath, I offer you my respectful obeisances. You are the son of Mother Yashoda, the light of the Vishnu dynasty. You are the friend of all fallen souls. You are the shelter of every living being. My dear Lord Krishna, you are dressed like a royal prince here. It is not like Vrindavan. There you appear just like an ordinary cowherd, with a cane and a buffalo horn. And you play the flute. There's no pleasure here like the bliss of Vrindavan. I long for you to come back to Vrindavan. That is my desire. Breeze is blowing from the Kadamba forests. The same fragrance of blooming Malati flowers is here, like Vrindavan in autumn. You are the same master, and I am the same servant. But my mind is not happy here. I long to be with you in Vrindavan. That is my desire. That is my desire.
Thank you.
Mahi Ma.
Krishna, please come back.
Radharani, to be separated from you and everyone in Vrindavan and to be living a so-called regal life is a terrible misfortune. But what can I do? The bridge passes mean everything to me. Do you know how miserable it makes me to be away? Especially from you, Radharani. I cry day and night. I'm coming back. Radharani, I'm coming back soon.
Kitam mitam tapta jivanam kavibi iditam kalarmasha arbaham. The exquisite face of Lord Krishna is like the king of moons. His body is like the throne of that king, and his reddish, widely spread eyes are like royal ministers to the king. Lord Krishna's glance excels the whirl of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus flower in an autumn pond, and his luster is more brilliant than a newly formed cloud. His dress is more attractive than lightning, and on his neck is a necklace of brilliant white pearls. Such beauty increases the desire of the gopis to see him, to distribute the nectar of descriptions of Lord Krishna is certainly the highest and most munificent welfare work of all.
Oh, kind dear friend, you are the most munificent, the most munificent. You do not realize what you have given me. These are not words. Oh, glorious saint, these are invaluable gems, priceless jewels. How can I repay you? How can I repay you?
Please, please, give me your blessings, Lord.
But I am a servant. No Lord am I. You are mercy my destiny has sent from nowhere. I do not know you.
I am the servant of your servant, Master.
You are the king of charity, a noble king. Sweet destiny has brought you to me.
Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of opulences. But seeing the autumn nights scented with jasmine, he turned his mind to love. The moon anointed the face of the western horizon, glowing with a red effulgence that gently illuminated the forest. The Lord began to play sweetly on his flute, attracting the minds of the gopis.
So much time has passed. I have lived more than 40 years. How is it that I have maintained my life without the son of Maharaj Nanda?
Mahaprabhu? Advaita Acharya has sent a message to you, my lord.
Oh? What does it say, Bhattacharya?
I shall read it. Please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that everyone has now become mad like him. Those mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in this world.
You don't understand?
No, it is mysterious.
It is an order.
Order, my lord?
Advaita Acharya is a great worshipper of Krishna. It is often difficult to understand him. Advaita Acharya invites Lord Krishna to be worshipped. He keeps him as his own worshipful deity for some time, and then, when the worship is complete, he sends his deity somewhere else. That is the meaning.
Please do not go out tonight, my lord.
Why do you say that? Is the door locked now?
No, it is not locked. We cannot keep you here. But please, last night, we dare not think what might have happened.
Wherever there is Krishna, I must go there. What is the purpose in being somewhere that Krishna is not? Last night, the ocean waves were glistening in the moonlight. I thought I saw the Jamuna River, and I saw Krishna sporting there with the gopis. Then, when you all came and began kirtan, my happy dream broke. I found myself by the ocean's shore. It seemed it was you who had brought me there.
You are not safe wandering alone at night, my lord.
I have no shelter other than Krishna. He is the lord of my life. Though he has broken my heart and I cannot see him, still he is the lord of my life. Krishna, son of the king of Raj,
Please become visible to my eyes. Where are you? Where is Krishna, the Lord of my heart?
He is in his temple, my lord.